Good evening, Metal Faithful. It is I, your man, data reporter, and frankly, I'm mortified, Mr. Mark Radledge. And tonight, we are reviewing, or we are continuing our look at Yorn. Last week, we did Heavy Rock Radio. This is the sequel. Heavy Rock Radio 2, Executing the Classics, which came out January 24th of this year. This horrible, horrible year. And it's more covers. Less covers that I'm familiar with this time around than the last one. The last one had a lot of really good rock tunes. Jesse and I had a lot of fun with it. This one is a weird mixed bag. We got some Bryan Adams, Don Henley, Foreigner, more Deep Purple, The Mighty Quinn, Manfred Mann's Earth Band. Some more Dio, some Peter Gabriel, Get Your Sledgehammer. And then we've got some bonus tracks. We've got another Kiss song, and we've got some Christopher Cross. So we're going to go ahead and listen to those tonight. Joining me, of course, is my partner in crime, Mr. Jesse Starcher. How do you do, sir?
Doing fantastic, Iron Man Mark Radledge. Let me ask you a question. What is this? How many podcasts have you done today?
This is number two.
Number two. Okay. All right. And for a man who just had his wisdom teeth out, you are the Iron Man, sir. So my hat's off to you coming on here and doing a podcast episode and gritting. Well, I wouldn't say gritting your teeth because that'd probably be pretty painful. But at least lowering your head and getting through this. So, all right, yeah, we're heading back into Yorn again here, and this one, I'm right there with you. These are some songs that I didn't immediately recognize. There's like a couple on here. I'm like, oh, okay, I know that one. But the rest of these, I mean, they're from artists that I've heard of, but not songs that I know. So
yeah.
We'll talk about that a little bit more as we go through the night. So we're probably going to medley three at a time, four at a time. What are we doing?
Yeah, we're definitely doing three at a time.
All right, sounds good. I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, we're going to start off with Lonely Nights by Bryan Adams, Winning by Russ Ballard, and A New York Minute, that one I knew, by
yep.
Don Henley. You ready, Jesse?
Let's rock and roll.
All right.
Heavy rock and roll.
Executing the classics. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
in a New York minute. Oh, wow. So these first three here, I could tell that the first one was a Bryan Adams song. I apparently had heard it either in the past, but when I listened to the original, I was like, oh, yeah, this is definitely Bryan Adams all over the place, Lonely Nights. But of those three, I mean, New York Minute, like you said, I kind of knew that one off the top of my head. Winning was one that I'd never heard before.
Yeah, me neither. It's a great song.
I really like it. I came out of it going like, man, this is actually a really good tune. And I went and listened to the original, and the original is good as well. I've never heard of Russ Ballard, so I apologize. But I when you compare the two, what Jorn does really interesting with his version is he adds these bagpipes to it at the beginning, and it really sets that song off and makes it sound really good. So I really liked Winning. I almost, if we were picking songs, this would probably be like in the running for the top one that we would pick off of here, I think. But you know, we're not doing that with the covers albums, but either way, you know, solid covers for each of these three are really good covers in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, at first blush, when I look at who he covers and what he covers here, I'm like, oh, I kind of prefer the first one. But I'll tell you what, these aren't bad. And we'll move on here and listen to the next three. But, I mean, the thing that he does, and he does well, is that he takes songs you might not think would work well as, like, a heavier tune, and he makes it work.
Yes, he does. And yeah, there's some shining examples as we go forward with the album here.
Yeah. So next is Needles and Pins by The Searchers, Love by Santana, and I Do Believe in You by The Pages. All right? You ready?
I'm ready. Have you rock and roll?
Here we go. We'll be right back. Jesse, I believe in you.
I do believe in you. Oh, wow, man. So, needles and pins. I want to turn your attention to the playlist that I put together there, showing you the difference between Yorn's cover and the Searcher's original. Yorn's cover is 2 minutes longer, which, I mean, Needles and Pins apparently was only a 2-minute and 11-second song. So you don't see too many metal songs that are that short unless you are in a different type of subgenre. But regardless, his cover of that one's okay. I can't say that I know the original before I listened to it today. I think that's going back to the 60s. So with Needles and Pins. Now, Santana's song Love, never heard it before, but I really like that song. Now I've decided that I really like the original and I like Yorn's cover of it. So I dig it, and it's faithful and it's heavy. And then I Do Believe in You, I've never heard of the Pages. So other than listening to the original today, one of the terms that they used in a lot of the review sites that I was looking at today, they use the term Yornized. And I do believe that is Yornized in my opinion. It's a good cover. It's not bad when you're comparing covers. And one of the things that you said kind of sticks with me when you look at these songs. It's called heavy rock radio, but my goodness, again, a lot of the songs are kind of laid back. When you take a Bryan Adams song, that's not a real rockin' song. Now, he did that with his previous album, so it's not really much of a complaint. But you also said that you kind of gravitated towards the first album more than you did the second one, and I think I'm right there with you. Again, solid covers. Of the three, I come out of this saying that I really like the Santana's Love cover. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, I thought Yorn really made that one his own, and it was probably one of the best of those three.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The next grouping we have is Nightlife by Foreigner, Bad Attitude by Deep Purple, and my favorite one off of here, and probably the most, like, you know, off the beaten path, Quinn the Eskimo, Da Mighty Quinn.
That's right.
By Manfred Mann's Earth Band. That's spectacular.
I can't wait to hear it.
All right, here we go. Time. Come on without, come on within. You ain't seen nothing like the mighty Starcher.
That's right. So, have you ever heard that song before listening to this covers album?
Oh, the Mighty Quinn?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I never have.
Really? And I'm looking this at the, is your first time?
Yeah, I'm looking at the wiki and I'm like, how have I not heard it? Like, every band has covered it. A little bit of history on the Mighty Quinn, just because, you know, I'm on the Wikipedia page. This was originally written by Bob Dylan. He records it in 1967, but before it's released, Manfred Mann gets a hold of it and then releases it, and it becomes a hit, pretty much. There is some difference in the, I would say, the origin, I guess, of the song, or at least what it's based on. Apparently, they say that it was based off of, or derived, believed to have been derived from the title character from actor Anthony Quinn's role as an Eskimo in the 1960 movie The Savage Innocents. But Dylan has also said that it's simply a nursery rhyme. So who freaking knows what Quinn the Eskimo is all about? But when you look at the covers, Grateful Dead did a cover, The Hollies did a cover, Julie London did a cover, Leon Russell did a cover, and then Fish did a cover. And I don't know if they're saying these are all different versions of the song as well, so I don't know if they get in there and put their own flavor or different lyrics to it. But either way, when Yorn gets a hold of it, it's another song that goes an extra 2 minutes, but man, does it get fun. I mean, it is a fun cover of this song.
Yeah, this is my favorite one off of here, and probably the most different from the listed original, which is the Manfred Mann.
Yeah. I do want to say Nightlife. I mean, if you're going to cover a fun, energetic band, Foreigner's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I like a lot of what comes off of that album as well, because if you look at that album, which I think is 4, the next song after Nightlife is Jukebox Hero. It also has Urgent on there. I mean, some great hits by Foreigner. The Deep Purple song, I'd never heard of. I don't know Bad Attitude, but apparently it's quite popular. There were some song facts, but I'm not going to even get into that. But regardless, I mean, it's an okay cover. It's not one of the standout ones, in my opinion. Of the three, I mean, I guess I'll walk right beside you and say Quinn the Eskimo's really fun off definitely out of those three, and it would get top 5 in my opinion off of this album.
All right, this is the last 4 on here. We're going to be doing Mystery by Dio, The Rhythm of the Heat by Peter Gabriel. We're skipping repeats from the first album, which are Hotel California.
Go listen to last week's episode.
Final Frontier and Die Young, and then we end off with Naked City by Kiss and Ride Like the Wind by Christopher Cross. Sailing, take me away. Know that one?
Yes, I do know that one.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Naked!
All right, let's wrap this up. Not as much fun as the first one, but still plenty of really fun songs. Again, Quinn the Eskimo, the Mighty Quinn, just rocks the socks. There's a lot of good rockin' songs on here. It's just, like, when you're not as familiar with them, like, I don't know, maybe somebody, you know, who's in their 50s or 60s, who also likes metal might appreciate this more. They're more familiar with the songs. But this one, I was like, preferred the first one.
Yeah, I get the feeling that, like, Jorn doesn't care. Like, he's just like, you know what, I like these songs, and I'm just going to go ahead and put them on an album. And he could care less about the sales, which is great. You know, I mean, I hope that that's actually the case. I'd love for him to be able to produce an album and get it out there, because this is all stuff that he loves and he doesn't care what anybody else thinks. And I'm kind of in the camp of like, great, I'm glad you put this out here, but there's, you know, I learned a lot listening to the album, but would I have picked this up just because randomly it would have popped up in my feed or something? I don't know. I really don't know. There's not a whole lot on here that would have spoke to me if I would have just looked at the track listing. However, you know, going through the album and experiencing what we got to listen to, I learned a lot, especially about the songs and the artists, which I think Jorn would probably be at least happy that he taught somebody something. Of those last four, I just want to talk about real quick The Rhythm of the Heat, which Peter Gabriel, I don't know if you listen to the original, but artsy fartsy Peter Gabriel, I'm not much of a fan of the original song. Jorn takes it to a level that makes it enjoyable. So kudos, because, oh my goodness, thank goodness. I believe this is the one song, I'd have to look over the album again, but I'm pretty certain that this is the one song that actually was shortened than the original version. Most of the other ones are like within, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds of the original version. Some of them go obviously a little bit longer than that, that I've talked about earlier. But this one was shortened, and that original version is just like, you got all sorts of tribal drumming going on. It's just weird stuff. So kudos once again. You made Rhythm of the Heat actually something that I enjoyed. But Ride Like the Wind, Christopher Cross, that's some good stuff, especially when you're listening to the original and comparing it to the cover. He does a great job of yornizing it. I'm pleased with the overall product. I just, you know, unless it's something that comes up in conversation, I doubt I'm going to be going, hey, you got to check out, you got to execute the classics, bro. I had a good time.
All right, Jesse, you got anything else going on you want to plug real quick? Otherwise, we are going to cut this to the quick.
The only thing I'd tell you to keep an eye out for, we should be releasing an Unspoken Issues episode in regards to Ghost Rider Volume 3, Number 25. Me and Chris Armstrong got together and talked about that comic. I would assume it's probably going to show up on the network here probably within Halloween, like right around Halloween. So keep an eye out for that. That's it.
All right, folks. Next week, Danzig sings Elvis. I cannot wait. All right.
It's going to be an education for me, too, because I've told you I'm not a big – I know all the hits by Elvis, but – I'm not a big Elvis fan, so it'll be a learning experience, as always, right here on the Metal Hammer of Doom for me.
I grew up with Elvis, so this will be fun. All right, folks, I'm done. I'm tapping out. For the Metal Hammer of Doom, for Jesse Starcher, be well, be safe, and behave.